Humility, Luke 10, verse 38 to 11, verse 13. While they continued on their journey, Jesus came into a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who immediately began breaking social convention by sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus in order to listen to his word and teachings. Martha was very busy and distracted by all the tasks that needed to get done for dinner. So in frustration, Martha stood over them and said, "Lord, are you not concerned or bothered that my sister leaves me to serve all alone? Speak to her, so she will assist and help me with these necessary tasks." Answering, Jesus said to her, "Martha, Martha, relax. You are worrying and being disturbed by so many things that you think are important, but only one thing is truly necessary. Mary has chosen this one thing by humbly sitting at my feet and learning my teachings. This will not be taken away from her. Learn from her a humble example." One day, while Jesus was spending time in prayer, one of his apprentices said to him when he stopped, "John the Baptist taught his apprentices to pray. So, Lord, teach us how we should properly pray to the Creator." Jesus said to them, "When you pray, humble yourself and say, 'Creator, you are the only true Father, provider and protector we have. Teach us your distinctly different way and set yourself above all other authorities by bringing your rule to the earth and into our lives. Provide for us whatever it is we need for this day. Set us free from everything that holds us in bondage and slavery while empowering us to forgive every debt owed to us. Protect our spiritual lives of faith so that we do not fall away in times of testing." Jesus then said to them, "If one of you went to a friend at midnight and said to him, 'Friend, I need some food. A friend of mine has just arrived at my house after a long journey, and I do not have anything to offer him.' Will he answer from within, saying, 'Don't bother and trouble me. Everything is closed up, and my children are in bed as I am. I will not help you.' Of course not. I say to you, he will give you everything you need, not because you are friends, but because of your humility, shamelessness, and courage in waking him up. Therefore, I also say to you, humble yourselves and pray boldly, shamelessly, and courageously. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, whoever seeks finds, and for whoever knocks, it will be opened. For which dad among you, if his child asks for a fish, will give him a deadly snake? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give him a stinging scorpion? If a child asks for something good, then his dad will eagerly give it to him. Therefore, if you evil people, blinded by the spiritual forces and worldview of civilization, know how to give good and not bad gifts to your children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give the one good gift, his very spirit and presence, to those who ask him?"